Words as sweet as honey from Sankambi. In the early days, the monkeys were not as thin and nimble as they are today. They were furry little pot-bellied animals that moved slowly. It was such fun for the rascally Sankambi to creep up behind them and yank their long tails. This made the monkeys furious, and they would bombard him from high up in the trees with seeds and bits of branches as he lay on his back, basking in the sun. Sankambi did not like this monkey business one bit, and one day he decided to do something about it. "Dear friends," he said, in a sweet voice and with a twinkle in his wicked eyes, "I want to tell you a big secret." "Don't you believe him. It's another wicked trick," warned the eldest monkey. But Sankambi begged and pleaded with the monkeys to hear him out about this very special secret. And because monkeys are naturally curious animals, they clambered slowly down the tree trunks and drew closer, step by monkey step. "I would like a chance to do you a favor," said Sankambi, his voice as sweet as honey. "Up there on the mountain next to the great lake is a cave, and deep inside the cave is an enormous beehive full of golden honeycomb, and I'm the only one who knows about it. Follow me. I will show you the way." The monkeys eagerly fell in line behind him, thinking only of the golden delight that was waiting for them. Eventually, Sankambi led them along a ledge to the mouth of a cave with an overhanging roof. "Go inside, friends," he offered generously. But just as soon as the monkeys were inside, Sankambi started to stamp his feet hard so that dull thuds echoed all around the cave. "Oh, marula peeps and beer calabashes," he screamed, pretending to be terrified. "Friends, the roof is starting to collapse. Stretch your arms up high and hold up the roof. I will run to fetch some poles so that we can support it. Stand still just where you are. Don't move a muscle and hold tight." The monkeys did exactly this. They stood dead still, with their arms stretched up above their heads to stop the roof from caving in. They stood, and they stood, because they dared not move, otherwise the roof of the cave would collapse on their very own heads. Oh, if only Sankambi would come quickly with the supports! But of course, by this time, Sankambi was trotting along down at the lake. "What a bunch of monkeys," he hooted, and went to curl up in a spot of sunlight for an undisturbed afternoon snooze. All through the midday heat, and right through the cool of the night, as the stars lay white in the water of the great lake, there stood the monkeys like stone pillars holding up the roof of the cave with all their might. It was only as the morning light began to glimmer in the east that the eldest monkey suddenly had a thought. He gingerly took one finger away, then another, then his whole hand, then the other hand. He looked at the sweating faces of his family next to him and realized Sankambi had made fools of them all. One by one, the monkeys lowered their stiff, aching arms. And when they looked down at their bodies, they saw that their pot belly figures had changed completely. After all the toil and sweat and stretching to hold up the roof of the cave, their bodies had become tall and slender. And that is why, even today, monkeys are able to romp through the trees so swiftly.